Hello, and welcome to Page Turn, the Largo Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Hannah. Page Turn is a monthly podcast bringing you information about great books, library news, and fun library tidbits from your favorite programs, as well as a Spanish language book review from Victor. But as always, we start with Reader's Advisory. The port of Miami brings in millions of dollars worth of cocaine every year, and the cartel controls 80% of it. The Diamond family is a force to be reckoned with, but all hell breaks loose when they lose their leader. The most ruthless gangster Miami has ever seen, Carter Diamond leaves behind a wife, twin sons, a daughter, and a secret. The secret is his illegitimate son, Carter Jones. When young Carter learns of his father's death, he comes to town and is introduced to the legacy of the cartel. Mia Moore is a woman who uses her beauty to enhance her skill as a contract killer. She is the leader of the Murder Mamas. When her crew is hired to take down the cartel, they get caught slipping, and Mia Moore loses her sister in the process. She is determined to get revenge from the cartel. Unknowingly, she meets the son of Carter Diamond, and he immediately catches her heart. She is sleeping with the enemy, and when she finds out, she is torn between love and revenge. Young Carter and Mia Moore lead two different lifestyles. They are on opposing teams, and when their worlds collide, the truth will be unveiled in an unpredictable ending. Today's Reader's Advisory is The Cartel by Ashley. The Cartel is the first of a long-running series of African-American street literature set in Miami. It is fast-paced, violent, and suspenseful. A pair of star-crossed lovers navigate this high-drama organized crime novel. Readers may also enjoy Dutch by Terry Woods. Newark, New Jersey, District Attorney Anthony Jacobs is confident of the witnesses and associates he has gathered to testify and vows to bring to justice Bernard James Jr., Newark's most notorious gangster. James, also known in the streets as Dutch, is noted to be the most dangerous criminal to come up in Jersey in the last 30 years. From his experience and skill as a young car thief, Dutch recognized the opportunity to become the ruler of the streets and seized it. Feared by all and completely fearless, Dutch and his dangerous clique take over the lucrative heroin trade from the clutches of Nigerian drug lord Ojiugo Kazami. With both the respect and protection of the Italian mafia, Dutch becomes the most terrifying force on the streets. Now he's on trial for allegedly masterminding what the press has dubbed the Month of Murder, a brutal 30-day killing spree where none were spared. With Dutch facing multiple life sentences and a possible death penalty, the streets are in a mixed uproar of celebration and dread. Will this be the end of Dutch's reign of terror, or just the beginning? Or Dallas by Treasure Hernandez. She has everything a girl could ever want, except a normal life. Not understanding that being the daughter of Dallas, Texas kingpin, makes her a walking target, she does everything she can to defy her father, including losing her virginity when she falls hard for the charm of a boy she barely knows. She's unaware of the boy's true plans for her, and truth soon turned to deadly lies. Before she knows it, she is left alone with nowhere to go. She is tossed into a world she knows nothing about, and the cruelties are unimaginable. Or Thugs and the Women Who Loved Them by Wahida Clark. In a hood boiling over with sex, brutality, and crime, three friends are at a turning point. They can surrender to the streets and the murderous men who rule there, or walk a totally different path. But nothing is simple for women addicted to life on the edge, and everything has consequences. Angel, Jazz, and Kira are all leading double lives, torn between working hard to leave the ghetto behind and being dragged back in by the lying, pimping, drug-dealing men they can't seem to let go. From jealous rampages to bloody turf wars to rage-fueled vendettas, a tangled web of sex and violence binds these women to the very place that could destroy them. Get ready to enter a heart-pounding world of danger and eroticism mixed with a glimmer of hope. Bonus segment. My personal favorite Goodreads list the cartel is on is, if I were stranded on an island, I'd need the following to survive. Happy reading, everyone. This month's library tidbit comes to us from Denise and is all about the new Steam Spot.
Hi, Hannah. My name is Denise, and I'm here to talk about our new addition to our library, our Steam Spot. To let our audience know, STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. This lovely room was funded by the Friends of the Largo Library, so thank you, friends. The Friends provided us with brand new tables and chairs, 14 Dell Chromebooks, and a 55-inch Samsung TV. We will be having a grand opening for our STEAM Spot, but by the time this podcast airs, it would have already happened, but I am looking forward to it. One topic I would like to talk about is STEAM. So why is STEAM important? It promotes problem solving and creative and analytical thinking. Many of our jobs that affect our economy include STEAM subjects. For example, accounting, architecture, medical research, and environmental studies all involve STEAM. According to the U.S. Department of Commerce, STEAM occupations are growing at 17%. While other occupations are growing at 9.8%. With the accelerating pace of social and technological change, the World Economic Forum estimates that 65% of children today will end up in careers that don't even exist yet. For example, social media manager is a job position that did not exist 20 years ago, and technology is just going to keep on accelerating. It's important to teach children about STEAM. So I teach a variety of STEAM classes. I have a lot. For example, I teach one class called Hour of Code. It's a basic computer programming class featuring BitsBox. In this class, children can create fun app building projects. For instance, I had a child who coded an app that consisted of Abraham Lincoln's head on a dinosaur body, with fireworks exploding in the background, and each time a firework exploded, it would make a fart noise, all while the Star Spangled Banner was playing in the background. The programming language used in BitsBox is a combination of JavaScript and HTML5. However, it's not naked JavaScript. I teach another class called Code Squad, and it's also a basic computer programming class featuring Code Monkey. The objective in this class is to have the monkey, the code monkey, obtain all the bananas in each level by coding. The programming language they use in Code Monkey is called CopyScript. It is very similar to JavaScript. Robot Invasion. It is a class where children can code with robots. We have a variety of robots. For our audience who don't know, my desk and Hannah's desk are adjacent to each other. We're desk neighbors, and I have one robot in particular, the Dash robot. It makes cool and funny noises, but when you turn it on, it greets you with a howdy-do, and it's always funny seeing Hannah's head pop out of her cubicle with a what was that look on her face. Anyways, we have a ton of robots. For example, we have the Dash and Dot robots, Kamigami robots, we have Lego Boost, Meeper bots, Jimmu robots, Koji robots, and much more. I pretty much have an army of robots that can take over the library. Also, children can play a suite of Osmo games, which include apps that feature literacy, physics puzzles, coding, and more. I even have an obstacle course in the room where children can code their robots to knock down cups and cereal boxes, or have their robots go through a maze. Lego Constructors. It's a fairly new class. We just started it back in September. It's a class where children can build and program Lego projects using Lego WeDo 2.0. It introduces children to computational thinking and engineering principles in a fun and engaging way. It's essentially building cool little Lego robots. I also teach a class about internet safety. It's a class where we learn about the dangers of the internet and how to stay cyber safe by using Garfield's Cyber Safety Kit. We talk about privacy issues, cyberbullying, and what's okay and not okay to post online. It's a very informative class. Animate with StickBot. It's a fun class. It's a stop motion class featuring StickBot. StickBots are opposable robot figures with suction cups on their hands and feet, which allow them to stick to any flat surface. Simply pose a StickBot and make a short video in the app. Kids get really creative in this class. For example, I had one child make a stop motion video with one of the StickBots riding a skateboard while the other StickBot was dabbing, which if you don't know what dabbing is, it's a dance move that's really popular amongst kids these days. It was really entertaining to watch. Computer Whiz Kids. It's an introductory class to learn basics of Microsoft Office, such as Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Some of the things we learn about in Word is formatting, spell check, and creating bullet lists. In Excel, we learn about creating charts and merging cells using M&Ms. In PowerPoint, we learn about creating slides and adding transitions and animations. And afterwards, children can present their PowerPoint presentation to the class. Typing Kids is an introductory class on how to type and use a mouse. We learn about finger placement and tips and tricks on how to improve one's typing skills. A lot of these classes I mentioned have to do with coding, or one can also call it programming. But what exactly is coding? Code is a set of instructions or rules that computers can understand. It might be helpful to think of code as a recipe. People who code computers, and computers power many everyday objects like phones, watches, microwaves, and cars. In fact, almost anything powered by electricity can use code. So what do we call people who code? We call them coders, programmers, developers, computer scientists, and software engineers. Although, just as people can understand different languages, computers can understand different programming languages. For example, there is Python, there is C, C++, Perl, Visual Basic, Java, JavaScript, Ruby, and PHP, and so much more. To illustrate, C++ is a programming language that is good for graphics-heavy applications like video games. JavaScript is for websites and web applications, and as I mentioned before, we use a similar version of JavaScript in Bitsbox and CodeMonkey. Many parents are looking for ways to get their kids coding. Even former President Barack Obama is on board, encouraging children not to just play on your phone, but to program it. So our STEAM spot provides a perfect setting for classes in basic computing, coding, robotics, stop motion, animation, and more. If you are interested in your child participating in one of these classes, they are free, but registration is required. There are age requirements for these classes, and I open up registration 30 days prior to the class. Parents can sign up their child or children on our website, and a link to that will be in our show notes. Thanks for having me here, Hannah.
Thanks, Denise, for coming on the podcast and giving us such great information. And now it's time for Book Traveler with Victor.
Bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Viajero de Libros. Mi nombre es Víctor y soy el bibliotecario de Compromiso de la Comunidad aquí en la Biblioteca Pública de Largo. En este segmento les voy a hablar sobre un libro que tenemos en la colección en español que se titula La Forma del Agua por Guillermo del Toro y Daniel Krauss. Este libro fue publicado a la misma vez que la película ganadora del Oscar del mismo nombre. La sinopsis. El visionario cineasta Guillermo del Toro y el renombrado autor Daniel Krauss combinan su formidable talento en una historia de amor tan conmovedora como fascinante. La Forma del Agua está ambientada en la ciudad de Baltimore en plena Guerra Fría, en el Centro de Investigación Aeroespacial, o CAM, al que hace poco ha llegado un ser tan extraordinario como potencialmente valioso, un hombre anfibio capturado en el Amazonas. Lo que sigue es una emotiva historia de amor entre este ser y una de las mujeres de limpieza en Ocam, quien es muda y se comunica con la criatura por medio del lenguaje de signos. Desarrollado desde el primer momento como un rompedor lacimiento simultáneo, una misma historia recreada por dos artistas en los medios independientes de la literatura y el cine. La Forma del Agua entreteje la fantasía, el terror y el género romántico a fin de crear un relato que resulta tan trépidamente en el papel como en la pantalla grande. Prepárate para una experiencia distinta a todo cuanto has leído o visto. En mi opinión, el libro está dividido en cuatro partes. La primera, titulada Prigimedio, en el cual leemos el viaje de Strickland a las Amazonas y cómo captura a la criatura, a la vez que comenzamos a conocer a los personajes como Elisa y Lain. La segunda parte se titula Mujeres sin Educación. En esta parte seguimos conociendo personajes, además ya comenzamos a conocer la historia de amor entre Elisa y la criatura. Y la tercera parte se llama Taxidermia Creativa. En esta ya comienza a ponerse la cosa interesante, y además comienza toda la parte de la huida de Ockham con la criatura. Y por último, que tu corazón no sufra más. En esta parte ya nos adentramos en todo el final de esta bonita y oscura historia de amor. La idea del amor entre dos seres tan diferentes, una mujer y una extraña criatura, puede no ser algo sencillo de entender, si se ve de manera superficial. Sobre todo porque en este cuento, la princesa no puede hablar y la bestia no se convierte en príncipe. Pero la forma del agua es más que eso. Parece ser una reflexión social. A través de los personajes del Toro y Kraus, representa de manera sutil el racismo, la homofobia y la intolerancia. Si has visto la película, te vas a dar cuenta que el libro se profundiza más en los personajes, haciendo que los conozcamos mejor, tenemos más conocimiento de dónde viene y su pasado, incluso algunos momentos de su vida en el orfanato de Elisa. También nos metemos en la cabeza del psicótico villano, haciendo ver toda esa paranoia que lleva dentro desde el principio y toda esa locura que probablemente naciera desde su pasado oculto. Otros personajes como Zelda y Giles también te conquistan desde el principio. Aquí los llegamos a conocer mejor, y es que de reconocer el personaje de Zelda me gusta más aún en el libro. Sobre todo por sus momentos con Elisa, que son más que en la película y hacen que se aprecie mucho su amistad. Es admirable todo lo que hace Zelda por Elisa. En fin, es un buen libro. Al principio es un poco extraño la relación de la criatura con Elisa, pero el mensaje de amor y aceptación es incuestionable. Es todo por hoy, hasta la próxima edición de Viajero de Libros. Adiós.
Thanks, Victor, for another great book review. Remember, if you happen to not know Spanish, check out the English language translation in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here are some upcoming library events to keep track of. December 2nd, get your groove on, Fregal Music, at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. December 3rd, Census, non-population schedules at 11 a.m. in the local history room. December 5th, Wire-Wrapped Crystal Necklace at 10:30 a.m. in Jenkins Room A. Registration is required. December 9th, Interacting with Florida Wildlife at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room C. December 10th, Holiday Card Making at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. Registration is required. December 11th, Getting Started with Facebook and Twitter at 3 p.m. in the Computer Lab. December 12th, Library Catalog Searching for Genealogists at 10:15 a.m. in the Local History Room. December 12th, Illuminate Your Ornaments at 4 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. Registration is required. December 16th, Gourmet Marshmallows at 6 p.m. in the Jenkins Wing. Registration is required. December 17th, Downton Abbey The Movie at 5:30 p.m. in Jenkins Room C. Registration is required. December 18th, Medicare 101 at 3 p.m. in Jenkins Room C. December 21st, Might Our Ancestors Have Met at 11 a.m. in Jenkins Room A and B. December 28th, Roots Magic User Group at 10 a.m. in the Local History Room. Remember, the library will be closed on the 24th and 25th, and we will be closing early on the 31st. We wish everyone celebrating a holiday this month a very happy one. Have a great month, everyone. We hope to talk to you again soon. And truth soon learnt. Okay.